All right, welcome back. Here in SoCal, it's a big deal. The Angels and Dodgers get together. It's always a really big deal. So, as part of that, we're joined in studio by an outfielder for the LA Dodgers. He is having a big year. 287 on the year, 4 home runs, 28 runs batted in. He is ninth in the All-Star voting right now. He was a second-round pick back in 2014. The Dodgers have got the best record in the National League. They're tied for the best record in all baseball. And again, they're at the Angels tonight, 7:07 p.m. Pacific. I'm joined in studio by Dodger outfielder Alex Verdugo. Alex, it is good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Are you impressed with my studio?
Yeah, I love it, man. It's a
That's not
different.
What you said when you came here, man. You're like, dude, I thought this was much bigger.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna let the fans in on a secret. This brick right here, it's not even real brick.
That's a lie, man. Hey, actually, it might not be. It might not be real. I knew I shouldn't have brought you in here, man. This is what happens, man. Guys always calling me out. You're right, though. You're exactly right. The thing reads well on TV. All right, so you dropped a tough one to the Angels last night. I know that you're not pleased with the result, but Angel Stadium was packed for that game. Man, how fun is it to play in a game in June when you have that kind of energy and that kind of juice?
It's amazing. I mean, you know, just obviously we want to go out there. We want to win every day. That's the goal. You know, that's what our organization preaches. But just to go out there and even on road games, home games, like when we have 40,000, 50,000 fans, it's one of those things, man. You step out there to the box, you step out there on the field, and it just hits you different. You get a different feeling inside. You get, you know, you have a natural adrenaline that just kind of comes with it.
I was going to say, Alex, watching you play, I've got a feeling like you have that adrenaline, that energy, no matter where you are, regardless of the stadium, regardless of how many people there are there. In fact, a big part of the atmosphere in the clubhouse, Kike Hernandez said of you, this is what he said about you earlier, quote, he's very unique. So far, we have welcomed it with open arms. He's playing his ass off for us. Whatever it takes for us to win, as long as he's not taking it to an extreme where it's borderline disrespectful to anybody, he's not doing any of that, so it's been a lot of fun to watch so far. So my question is this. How important is it for you to bring that energy day in and day out and know that your teammates can count on that juice and that lift no matter what you're doing at the plate?
Yeah, you know, it's big. It's one of those things you want to stay consistent. Baseball players, we talk about it a lot, about riding the roller coaster. You know, you want to stay in the middle. For me, you know, being a high energy guy, I kind of wear my emotions on my sleeve. I show it when I get frustrated. I like to show it, you know, just – it's something that I've always played with. It's the passion. You know, I love this game, and I always want to succeed and, you know, be the guy who comes through for the team. So I hold myself very high to that. But, yeah, like Kike said it great, you know, it's just there is a point where, you know, you kind of go too much about yourself to where it does get disrespectful or you kind of are taken away from the team. So for me, I try to find that happy medium. And, you know, you want to let out your frustration, but you also want to – you know, flip the switch and get back to it and, you know, kind of reset.
Do you want to use the fuel? If you want to use the fuel, it's kind of like Draymond Green. Like, I have to know how to channel it. You want to use that fuel, not show anybody up or anything like that. And I know you don't want to make it about yourself, but let me ask you this. I mentioned off the top, you're ninth in the All-Star voting. At the moment, you need to stay in the top nine to advance to the next round of voting. Again, you're not focused on the personal honors, but how much would it mean to you to be in that top nine, and what would it mean to advance?
It means a lot. You know, it's obviously one of the goals as being an athlete and a player. You want to, you know, through the course of the season, you want to win a World Series, but you also want to win these little things, you know, All-Star, Silver Slugger. You know, there's various awards that you can get, Gold Glove. So for me, you know, it's cool to even know that I'm ninth in it right now. I've been on a little bit of a struggle just where my average has dropped. So, you know, the fact that I can flip the switch and get hot again and kind of, you know, boost those numbers back up. Well, it's good to know.
Alex Verdugo joining me in studio. Dave Roberts said of you last year, quote, he can essentially do anything on the baseball field. And we're talking about Dave Roberts here now. What's it mean to you to hear that kind of praise from your manager?
A lot. I think it's something, you know, I've always kind of had like internally where I've always wanted to be the best. I've always wanted to, you know, my game, I never feel like it's done growing. I always want to improve in every aspect. And, you know, whether it's offensively hitting for more power or just, you know, getting base hits to stealing bases or making a play in the outfield, I've always, you know, wanted to be a complete all-around player and help the team no matter what.
So part of that's working on your mind. Part of that's working on your body. Back in February, you posted an Instagram pic of you with the legendary Gil Reyes. You and I were talking about this off the air. Man, I love Gil Reyes. I haven't talked to him in a number of years. But back when Gil was working with Andre Agassi, Those guys would have me out to the events. Gil would hang out. He'd come on the program. God, I love this guy. I know he's somebody you work out with quite a bit. How did that relationship first start?
Yeah, I just through one of my cousins. He was working with Andre, and you know, I was like 15, 16 years old, and you know, I was able to go out to Vegas and kind of just introduce myself to Andre and Gil and go to his gym and, you know, just touch base, just kind of like get to know each other. And yeah, just I threw down from the first day I went there, and every day I go there, I throw it down. And, you know, for Gil, he loves that. He loves to see the heart. He wants to see you fight. And, you know, for me and him, when we get in there, it's a lot more than just working out. It's also, he's my mentor. He's like a father figure to me. So he's really guided me in the right steps.
He did the same thing for Andre Agassi, who is an amazing, amazing athlete, a Hall of Famer. What was your impression when you first met Andre? What was he like?
I mean, the most humble, nicest, genuine guy you can get. Like, you know, it's just, he truly cares about you. And through all his success, you know, how big he has been in tennis and, you know, what he's done outside of it, it's just for him to stay as humble as he has. And, you know, he'll talk to anybody as if he's known him for years. And it's just, it's special, man. It's really fun.
Yeah, something that keeps coming up, too, is the fact that Gil grew up listening to the Dodgers on the radio. I grew up the same way in L.A. I grew up in L.A. listening to the Dodgers on the radio. So you're not just playing Major League Baseball. You're playing Major League Baseball for the L.A. Dodgers. So what's it mean to you not only to be a major leaguer, but to be a Dodger?
It means everything. You know, for me, it's just, I wouldn't want to be with any other organization. It's just, you know, I was drafted with the Dodgers. I grew up through the system with them. And, you know, just being up here, being with the guys and our fan base, it's nuts, man. This is the place to be. LA is amazing. And, you know, our fans, they get behind us and they have our back. And, hey, like, you know, you do a couple of good things and you kind of start blowing up. So it's this is definitely the spot that you want to be at.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo joining me for a couple of more moments. And then you've got these great rivalries. You've got the Dodgers, Angels. You're getting that on tonight. How about the Dodgers and Giants? Again, man, it can be cliche, but you really do throw all that crap out. It doesn't matter. When those two teams get together, man, there's some legitimate hate. And I don't just mean the fans. Well, you tell me, what's the rivalry like from a player standpoint?
Player standpoint, man, it's just really, it's kind of one of those things. As soon as I was drafted with the Dodgers, we kind of like, they preach, you know, hey, the Giants, we don't like them. Like, you know, we every time we play them, we beat them.
And they don't like us. We don't like them. They don't like us.
Exactly. So it's just, it's one of those things. And it's for us, when we go up play there, we don't care about the record. If they're doing good or bad, like, we just go there. We know it's the Giants and we want to beat them down. So that's really our mindset.
I like it. It's a SoCal native because, believe me, they hate our guts. They hate our guts. So when you see Max Muncy turn Mad Bum around the way he did, dude, he wasn't two steps out of the box before that red ass was coming for him. And nothing but respect, man. I love Mad Bum. He's unbelievable. But your dude was not two steps out of that box before he was John Adam. What did you think when you saw that?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little fired up by it, too, because obviously Muncy, when he hits it, he drops a bat, you know, like that. But I thought it was, I didn't think he pimped it bad at all. You know, I didn't think he looked at it. I thought he hit it, knew it was gone, dropped the bat, and started running. And, you know, but Bumgarner, second pitch of the game, he was already John at the umpire. So I think he was already a little mad. It was a day game. So he was already, you know, a little grumpy. But no, it was kind of also good. I think it kind of woke us up and, you know, kind of gave us that adrenaline and we woke up quick for it.
You know, exactly. And again, I've got nothing but respect for what he's accomplished. But what do you make of him or any other pitcher at this point saying, hey, man, put your head down and just run?
I mean, I feel like that's their view. You know, I feel like if I was a pitcher and I was pitching and someone hit a bomb off me, I'd be upset about it, too. But that's the competitor in me. You know, it's like I want to be better than the guy I face. So for him to do it, like, I'm not mad at it, but maybe not get too fired up about it if it's that, like, little of a pimp. Like, I would understand if he stood in the box, it landed into the, you know, the ocean, and then he ran. But it looked fine to me.
Dude, if he went Barry Bonds pirouette, or he went Jeffrey Leonard one flap down, or he went backwards around the bases, that'd be one thing. You're exactly right. He just kind of flipped the bat a little bit and started to go.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, if you hit him like that, you deserve to do whatever you want.
All right, so back on Mother's Day really quickly, your mom, Shelley, was one of four mothers who threw out the first pitch. She said beforehand she wasn't sure she'd be able to pull it off, and she fired one right to you. What did you make of her pitch, and what was that like to be out there with her?
It was amazing. It was special. Her pitch, I thought she had the best pitch. You know, I thought she was it was a strike on the corner.
A little movement.
Yeah, it was funny because, you know, the night before, we were actually in my house, and she was throwing a baseball. In my living room, you know, with my
family.
Was she
practicing?
Yeah, she was practicing. Like, she's also, if I step here, and I just told her, I said, Mom, if I'm right in front of you, just step towards me and just try to throw it.
And what was she like when you were coming up and growing up and playing ball? Was she there? What was she like?
She was, my mom was absolutely like a trooper about it. You know, I was a pitcher too growing up. So, you know, 15 years old, I was getting 88, 90. You know, and my mom would be like, I would have to throw, and my mom would be like, "Hey, let's go in the backyard, throw to me." And then she's like, I'll get the catcher's gear on." And I was like, "Mom, you're crazy. Wow. You're crazy. Like, no way."
I love it. Dodgers Angels tonight. That game is at 7:07 p.m. Pacific. He is ninth in the All-Star voting right now. If he stays there, he advances to the next round. Alex, what did I tell you, man? Piece of cake. Just like that. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to see you. Let's do it again soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Be good. Alex Verdugo, LA Dodgers, joining us. And again, they've got the best record in baseball.